The Arkansas Razorback volleyball team is back on the Barnhill Arena floor tonight for the first home match for the squad since the end of August. They're 9-4 overall, 1-1 in the SEC. Already this year, Arkansas has set a record for highest attendance for a single match in Fayetteville. And head coach Robert Palizza told me this morning, after 9 consecutive matches away from home, he's happy to be back in Fayetteville to face Mississippi State tonight. Since you and I last talked, 13 matches, 24 days since you've played inside. I know you've practiced there, but 24 days since you've been in a match on your home floor. That's got to feel pretty good to get back home.
Yeah, it's certainly significant. When you look at it that way, I mean, you're pretty much a month away from home. And it's certainly good to be back in Barnhill, in front of our fans, in front of our band, and just in our, you know, a little bit more of a comfort zone. So we're excited to be back. We went 7-2 in our stretch. Obviously, you always want to win them all, but 7-2 out of 9 matches in 24 days gone, it feels pretty good. So now we got to take care of business at home.
What do we know about Mississippi State?
They're a really hot team. I mean, I think they're the hottest team in the SEC right now. Both of their middles are playing great volleyball. They're very good behind the setter. So our left fronts are going to have their hands full blocking tonight. And they have one of the best attackers in the country, Caitlin Rance, their outside hitter. So we're going to have our hands full with her. And we're just going to have to play a lot of defense and serve the ball well, and hopefully that will take care of business.
Someone's listening to this. They're going to the match tonight. Maybe they don't have as intricate a knowledge. Well, they as a coach, or they're relatively new to volleyball, what's one thing they should look at tonight's match to kind of give them an idea of how Arkansas is doing?
They got to take a look at our serve and passing. And I know that sounds very elementary, but that's a reality for our team right now. We're very physical. We'll get the points in our kills. We get all the points in our blocks. We're a very good serving team. If we're on serving and we're hitting our zones and not making many errors from the service line, that's certainly going to give us an advantage. And the other part is we have the physicality to attack, but we got to pass the ball for those attackers who have options. And so it's, for us right now, it really is coming down to serve and passing. If we can do that tonight, I think we'll come out winning tonight.
Can I, as a layperson in the stands at Barnhill, know if those serves are hitting the zone? Will I be able to tell?
You really won't be able to tell that much.
I can watch you, I suppose.
Correct. You can watch me and watch the zone a little bit and see if they hit it. But the biggest thing is just the service errors. If you're hitting more than 3 serving errors per set, you know, 2, you hit 3 service errors, you're starting to walk a fine line per set. If you have more than 3 service errors per set, you're starting to struggle, and you're really giving the other team an advantage. So as a fan, you can just look from the stands and count those serve. More than 3, you can start heckling a little bit and tell us to put us on the court.
Well, best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you as the season progresses.
Well, thanks, and thanks for listening. Go Hogs.
Robert Palizza is the head coach for the Arkansas Razorback volleyball team. They play Mississippi State tonight at 7 at Barnhill Arena on the University of Arkansas campus.